even if you're not old enough to have enjoyed this man's music when he originally created it, there's no doubt you've heard it. In fact, he recorded 59 top 10 hits in just 4 years, a feat never matched. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In Clarinda, Iowa, you'll find the birthplace, home, and museum of music great Glenn Miller.
You know, he is a perfect example of focus and determination. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He was not going to let failure stop him. He had a band that failed in 1937, 1938.
Rick Finch says Miller picked himself up and began to create a new sound with a clarinet lead and saxophones as well. But his success went beyond the songs his band played.
And he was a very astute businessman, too. He knew exactly what he wanted his band to wear, down to dictating how their hair could be cut, what type of socks they could wear.
When his band took a gig at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, he was broadcast coast to coast. He soon found national fame. It's been over 7 decades, but his songs are still well known today.
He always started a show with Moonlight Serenade, and he always ended the show with Moonlight Serenade. I think one of the most popular ones that everybody today remembers is In the Mood. And then Chattanooga Choo Choo, which happens to be the very first gold record ever issued.
From 1939 to 1942, he had 59 top 10 hits, a feat never matched. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Clarinda, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.